Field Test presents Field Test Variety Theater. Yes, it's Field Test Variety Theater with Henry Russell and his orchestra, the Crew Chiefs Quartet, a man who has thrilled American moviegoers with his great performances, Brian Donlevy, and from the College of Fun and Knowledge, the old professor himself, Gay Kaiser. And now here she is, our gal Thursday, the singing star of our show, Dorothy L'Amour.
Hi, this is Dottie. Thanks a lot. Gee, I hope I look nice tonight because we've got some special company coming over and I...
Hi, Dottie, honey gal.
Well, if it isn't the old Professor K. Kaiser. Gee, it's good to see you, Kay. How are you?
Oh, just stand there, Dottie. Don't move. Let me feast my eyes on you. And that dress. Wow.
Do you like it? It's made of jersey.
Jersey? Sure fits mighty snug around Hoboken.
That's what I love about you southern gentlemen. You always say the right thing to a lady.
Well, it's mighty easy to say the right thing to you, ma'am. After all, you're a daughter of the South. I love ma'am.
Say, yes, sir. Say, your family really settled down there a long time ago, didn't they?
Are you kidding? My grandfather was the man who invented the cotton gin.
The cotton gin?
Sure, he was the first man in the South to drink gin with a cotton chaser.
You can kid all you want, but it must have been a lot of fun in the South in the old days. Sometimes I...
Say, does anybody object if a Yankee says hello?
Well, Brian Donlevy. Hello, Brian. Make yourself at home.
Thanks, Dottie. Hello, Kay.
Hiya, Brian.
Hey, what are you two up to?
Well, we were just talking about the old days, you know. It seems like people didn't scurry around so much then.
You said it. All people think about now is making money. Money and more money. Why, in the old days when my father was married and to my mother, he was making $6 a week. He brought up our whole family on that.
On $6 a week? How did you make out?
We starved.
You know, folks got along without a lot of the things in those days that we take for granted now. For instance, there was no radio then.
That's right. I wonder what a fellow and a girl did when he courted her and they'd sit in the living room before the radio was invented.
I can tell you.
What?
Same thing they do now, only without music.
Thank you, Kay Kaiser, Brian Donlevy, and Dottie. And now, a few words from a man who knows what he's talking about.
Get the best, get Field Test, ice cream eclairs.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have here an absolute sensation, a delectable creation, genuine Field Test ice cream eclairs. Hurry, hurry.
Now, wait a minute, mister. You don't have to sell Field Test ice cream eclairs. They're so delicious, they sell themselves. Why, that combination of Field Test ice cream heaped on fudge-covered cake with a rich chocolate frosting and whipped cream topping is the new taste sensation. So, mister,
you
use that.
You say it has a whipped cream topping? Tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to eat these genuine eclairs myself. So step right out, folks. Hurry, hurry to your Field Test dealers and...
Get the best, get Field Test ice cream eclairs.
Here's Dottie, and here's Hank Russell in the orchestra, and here's the crew chiefs, and here's a new top tune, A Little Bird Told Me.
A little bird told me that you love me, and I believe that you do. This little bird told me I was falling, falling for no one but you. There's no use denying, I might as well confess. Of all the boys I know, dear, I'm sure I love you the best. A little bird told me we'd be happy, and I believe that it's true. A little bird told me we'd be married, and I believe that it's true. This little bird told me when we marry, we'll have a pretty cottage not too far, all fenced in like a movie star.
Call him a smile there by the fireplace.
Goldfish pond and a wishing well.
Everything's gonna turn out swell.
A little bird told me we'd be happy.
Do-do-do-do. And we believe that it's true.
And now I know that it's true.
And you, it's bound to come true.
That was mighty nice going in the vocal department, Lemoore.
Well, thank you, Don Levy. And just to refresh your memory on something, here we are again.
What do you mean, Dottie?
Well, don't you remember what you said when we finished making Lucky Stiff over at United Artists?
Sure. I said it's been a lot of fun, and I hope we do it again sometime.
Well, this is the time, because we have a little comedy sketch written just for us. And if John Lang will do the honors, we can get going.
As the curtain rises again on the Seal Test Variety Theater stage, we are in the apartment of the Carters. Dorothy and her husband, Brian, are known to their millions of radio listeners as America's most perfectly married couple. And, as every morning, here they are having breakfast on the air.
Brian, darling.
What is it, Dottie, dear?
You know, sitting opposite you this way at breakfast always reminds me of what a beautiful world this is.
Yes, sweetheart, isn't it?
Wouldn't it be simply wonderful if all the married couples listening in could be as happy as we are?
They could be if all the wives were as sweet as you.
And the husbands as understanding as you.
Darling.
Sweetheart.
Dottie, sweet.
What is it, Brian, darling?
Would you please pass the jam?
Here it is, honey.
Not the honey. I said the jam.
Oh. Oh, darling, you make such wonderful little jokes.
Mmm, this bread is delicious. Wherever did you get it?
Mmm, isn't it yummy? It's Mother Schultz's slightly cracked wheat bread. And Mother Schultz herself personally oversees the baking of each and every loaf.
Good old Mother Schultz.
Yes. And it's chock full of vitamins.
I should say so. Why, one slice of Mother Schultz's bread is equal to a pound of roast beef, four boiled eggs, or a half portion of chicken chow mein.
No wonder it's the largest selling bread. Why, I heard that everybody is eating Mother Schultz's bread.
Gee, I wonder what Mother Schultz is eating.
Oh, darling, you make such wonderful little jokes. But, sweetheart, look at the clock.
Yes, the silly old minute hand says it's time for us to leave our millions of friends all over the nation.
And what are we going to do today, dear?
Oh, what difference does it make as long as we're together?
And so, folks, ends another Breakfast with the Carters, Dottie Darling and Brian Deere, America's most perfectly married couple.
This is Dottie Darling.
This is Brian Deere.
You low-down sneak.
Yeah, double-crossing, dame.
Double-crossing, am I? Just look at this item on the radio page.
Which one?
This one, and I quote, "The success of Breakfast with the Carters is due to the untiring effort of Brian Carter. His wit, his charm, his..."
Well, I've got to do something in self-defense. What about your little interviews?
Well, they're all true. Look what you were when were you when I married you?
Hmm?
Why, I even bought my own engagement ring, and then you hocked it for $30.
All right, didn't I give you half?
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to give you a chance to show what you can do without me. I'm through.
That suits me. I'll show you.
Well, don't just stand there. See who it is.
Huh?
Oh, there you are, America's happiest couple.
Yeah.
I just heard the program in my car. Wonderful, wonderful. I enjoyed every minute of it. I'm the happiest sponsor in the whole world. You'll be on the air forever.
Without me, I'm leaving for Mexico in the morning.
Mexico, but...
And I'm flying to Paris tonight.
But my program.
Well, you'd better get another perfect married couple.
Oh, but I struggled so hard. When I was a little boy, I worked in a bakery. And now, after 40 years of hard work, I am Mother Schultz. You can't run out on me.
Ah, don't cry. I'll send you some flowers on Mother's Day.
Now, children, please, let's look at this sensibly. Can't you two patch things up? After all, Mother Schultz's bread is bigger than all of us.
And heavier, too. Look, I refuse to sit down to breakfast again with that man if he's going to go around saying that he's the brains of the program.
And the same goes for you.
Wait a minute. Suppose you both promised never to give another interview and I take care of all the publicity right from the factory.
Well.
I promise you'll get equal credit for the great work you're doing and you could once more be America's most perfectly married couple.
Well, I'm willing if he...
And I'm willing if...
Then it's settled. Good. I'll be here in time for the broadcast in the morning. Goodbye.
Bye.
And I want you to know that once more you have made Mother Schultz a happy man. Good morning, what a beautiful day. And are you two lovebirds ready for this morning's podcast?
All set. Well, that must be our announcer.
Ah, good morning, everybody.
Morning, Jerry.
Well, we've still got 5 minutes. The microphone's all set up. The commercial's all ready. Yep, everything's all set. Say, that was a fine picture of you in the morning paper, Mr. Carter.
A picture of me? Well, yeah. You must be mistaken.
Picture of you? What picture?
Oh, yeah, right here in the morning paper. Let me see.
No, never mind, Jerry. We go on the air.
We still have a few minutes. Let me see that paper.
Here it is, right here on the radio page.
Well, get this. Handsome Brian Carter explained to your radio reporter how he taught his wife acting, diction, and directs her with... So.
Hey, put that down.
Not the microphone.
Why, you dirty, sneaking, low-down...
Put down that lamp. Put down that...
I'll put it down, all right. There.
He's out. Out cold.
We go on the air in a minute.
Don't just stand there. Get a pull motor. Get a doctor. Call in and get some water.
But there's no water on the table.
Well, pour the orange juice over him. To heck with the expense.
Stand by. We're going on the air.
Oh, to leave, or will he be able to talk?
Quiet. We're on the air. Good morning, folks. Once again, breakfast with the Carters, and here they are, America's most perfectly married couple.
Good morning, Brian, dear.
Good morning, Dottie, darling.
Thank you, Brian Donlevy, and thanks to Alan Reed, who played Mother Schultz. All right, crew chiefs, Henry Russell and the orchestra are waiting for you with... I never knew I could love anybody.
I never knew I could love anybody. They feel like I'm loving you. I could not realize what a pair of eyes and a baby smile can do. Such a mess, just can't sleep. Man, what a shame, I can't even eat. I never knew a single soul could be so sweet. Ooh, I never knew I could love anybody, baby, like I'm loving you.
Yeah, I can't eat, man.
You need some sleep, man.
Never knew a single soul could be so sweet. I never knew I could love anybody. You're the end from what I've seen. Gosh, you're all so peachy keen. I never knew I'd find a sweet one like you.
If you haven't tried the new Seal Test Ice Cream Eclairs,
then listen to what you're missing.
Luscious cake covered with thick chocolate fudge and heaped high with super smooth Seal Test ice cream. Then a coating of dark, rich chocolate. And to top it all off, snowy peaks of whipped cream. Good? You'll say it's the most delicious, lip-smacking treat you've ever enjoyed. And every tempting bite is famous Seal Test quality. Seal Test Ice Cream Eclairs
are too good to miss. So why not do this?
See or call your nearby Seal Test dealer tonight and...
Get the best at Seal Test Ice Cream Eclairs.
Before Kay Kaiser returns to our Variety Theater spotlight, here's our own Dorothy L'Amour, ready to give out with You Go to My Head.
You go to my head, and you linger like a haunting refrain. And I find you spinning round in my brain, like the bubbles in a glass of champagne. You go to my head like a sip of sparkling burgundy brew, and I find the very mention of you like the kicker in a julep or two. The thrill of the thought that you might give a thought to my plea casts a spell over me. Still I say to myself, get a hold of yourself. Can't you see that it never can be? You go to my head with a smile that makes my temperature rise, like a summer with a thousand Julys. You intoxicate my soul with your eyes. Though I'm certain that this heart of mine hasn't a ghost of a chance in this crazy romance.
A crazy romance.
You go to my head. You go.
Back to our mic now is Kay Kaiser. And Kay, this afternoon at rehearsal, you said there was something you wanted to tell me.
Yeah, Dottie, it was about a dream I had, and you were in it.
Well, don't stand there. Tell me all about it.
Well, it happened last night. I was at home alone listening to the radio, and I heard a whole string of those detective private eye programs. You know, Sam Spade, mm-hmm. The Thin Man, The Fat Man, The Cat Man, The Rat Man. And I started getting drowsy. My dream was filled with beautiful women in trouble. Murderers lurked in every corner, and I was a daring detective. It all happened on a certain Wednesday in February, but maybe I ought to tell you something about myself. You all heard of Sam Spade? Well, I'm his brother, Deuce of Spades. High above the city, I was sitting in my private office, rubbing my private eye. And suddenly the stillness was shattered by the ringing of the phone. I picked up the receiver. Hello? Is that you, Johnny? Johnny, don't do it. No, Johnny. I'm telling you, you'll get into trouble. Don't do it, Johnny. Don't do it. Poor Johnny. I warned him not to step out of store windows all over America. I just got settled back in my seat again when she walked in. She spoke.
Hey, boss.
Sorry, he walked in first. He was my private pupil. You see, every private eye has a private pupil. He said...
Say, boss, there's a dame out in the waiting room.
What's she look like? Give me a rundown.
Well, she looks a lot like that L'Amour dame in pictures.
Uh-oh.
She's about 5'2¼", weighs about 114 pounds and 7 ounces... Got on rhinestone earrings set in silver, blue eyes, gray dress with a leather belt and a silver buckle.
How are her legs?
I didn't notice.
That's the trouble with you. You never get any details.
Should I go back and look?
Never mind. I'll take care of it myself.
Hello, big boy.
What a doll she was. Our eyes met. Our lips met. Then we met.
Hello.
Hiya. Would you mind coming into my office? We can talk there.
Thanks.
Make yourself comfortable. Have a drink?
No, thanks, Kay, but go ahead. Have one yourself.
Thanks.
Aren't you going to drink it?
Never touch the stuff. Just like the exercise. Well, kid, what'd you come to see me about?
I just killed 4 men.
4 men, huh? Tell me, was it in cold blood?
Look, I just kill them. I don't take their temperature.
Okay, sister. Spill it.
Well, I killed them, but I did it for my sister, I tell you. She's a famous scientist, and a certain gang of international spies have kidnapped her.
Where's your sister being held captive, Dottie?
In an ancient, secluded castle on top of a remote mountain hideout.
Where is it?
About 2 blocks from here.
Let's go. There I was, sitting in the car next to this beautiful doll. She had everything a woman should have. Including a high dramatic shift. I figured if I could get her sister out of the jam, I might be able to get places with this dame. There was only one thing that could stop me from making a hero of myself. I was a coward. So I said to her, "Is this the place?"
Yes. My sister, the scientist, is on the second floor behind that barred window.
I'll use my skeleton key. We'll sneak upstairs. Slowly we climbed the shadowy stairs. This gorgeous creature beside me. She must have known how I felt about her because suddenly she cocked her eye at me. And I cocked my eye at her. And there we were for one mad moment, cockeyed together. We walked down the corridor.
There's the room, Kay. There she is, my sister, the world-renowned scientist, Madame Fury. Sister... Sister, speak to me.
Gee whiz, what took you kids so long?
I went to get help from this private eye.
Private eye? He looks more like a public jerk.
This is a scientist?
Yeah, big boy. You want to see my cyclotron?
Tell me, sister dear. What have they done to you?
I've been kept prisoner here for 2 weeks, tied to this chair. And there are 18 men in the gang, and every time they come in, each of them kisses me.
Don't worry. I'll get you out of here.
Look, Sonny, why don't you mind your own business?
Quiet. Quiet. I hear someone coming.
Yeah, it must be the gang of spies.
Hey, look. Look out. Look out the window. They've got the house surrounded.
And they've all got machine guns.
Don't worry. I'll take care of this. Here they come. And that, Dottie, is how I solved the case.
But tell me, Kay, what happened to you?
Well, the gang captured me. They shot me 48 times. They stabbed me, and then they put me in a barrel of cement and dropped me in the ocean.
But if they did all that to you, how is it possible that you're still alive?
I don't know. I guess I'm just lucky.
Thanks a million, Kay. You were great. Stick around, folks, because in just a moment we're going to let you know about the sensational lineup we've got for next week.
What would you say is America's number one food? Well, that's an easy question for most housewives. They know that the answer is milk. It contains so many of the things we need to keep our bodies healthy and strong. In fact, 7 out of 10 housewives say that milk is the most important single food they use in keeping their families properly nourished. Yes, and it's easy on the budget, too. The price of milk has gone up much less than the price of other foods in your market basket. Keeping that price low is one of our major objectives here at National Dairy. We are searching always for better and more economical ways to process and provide you with milk and milk products. Each month, many men from our companies serving communities throughout the country get together at National Dairy to discuss how we can improve our service to the consumer. These men have years of experience, which is used to help keep costs low and National Dairy products high in quality. Here again is your mistress of ceremonies, Dottie L'Amour.
Well, I'm looking forward to having you all back with us again next Thursday, because we're expecting a visit from Brian Ahern and Hal, the great Gildersleeve Perry. To Brian, Don Levy, and Kay Kaiser, a big kiss for each of you. Your appearance here contributes to a fine cause, the establishment of the American Federation of Radio Artists Welfare Insurance Fund. And now, John Lang, your message on behalf of a united America.
This week is American Brotherhood Week, a week dedicated to the idea that racial and religious prejudice have no place in the American scheme. With such problems as the cost of living, housing shortages, and international tensions, religious and racial antagonisms are today more readily exploited. Do your part to combat this danger. Judge people by the character of their lives. Refuse to spread rumors, and speak your mind against prejudice and for understanding. A united America is a strong America.
Thank you, John Lang. And so, till next Thursday, for Henry Russell and the orchestra, the crew chief's quartet, and tonight's guests, this is Dorothy L'Amour saying, we'll be thinking of you.
Seal Test Variety Theater is written by Howard Harris and Sidney Zelenka. Direction is by Glenn Hall Taylor. Tune in next Thursday at the same time when Seal Test again presents Seal Test Variety Theater, starring Dorothy L'Amour, and as our guests, the great Gildersleeve and Brian Ahern. Seal Test Incorporated and Associate Companies are divisions of National Dairy Products Corporation. This is John Lang speaking.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.